Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday. Isn't this the theme for another show?
It is not.
Arena Bowl tonight, it returns between the Billings Outlaws and the Albany Firebirds. We wish the Nashville Cats were in there, but we bring in the commissioner of the Arena League and also partner with the Nashville Cats, Coach Jeff Fisher, on the line with us. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. I mean, obviously, we got this tonight. We got training camp around the NFL opens next week. I mean, football, it's football season. It feels right. All is right in the world, so we're good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's kind of fun to start talking football in that, you know, mid part of July.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL guys are still trying to get everything in that last day of vacation, the break. You turn over, you go to the indoor stuff, and here we are, man, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. It's been a fun run, fun ride, and we finally got it pulled together. We got us a bowl game going on here this afternoon.
I know that you're excited about that just because you're going to crown a champion in this new version of the AFL, but, you know, nothing's easy when you start, you know, something new or, you know, reviving the AFL, and, you know, you've been a huge part of that. So, when you walk out there later this afternoon and they kick the ball off for this game, I mean, how satisfying is that going to be knowing that all the work that's going into making this season a possibility?
Well, it is. I mean, we're thankful for a lot of people. A lot of people kind of, you know, they locked arms and we all found a way to get it done. So it is. It's going to be a real good launch into the, you know, 2025 season. And so, you know, with CBS, you know, Sports Network as our partner through the playoffs. And, you know, at the beginning, as you brought me in, you said, we wish our Cats were there. Our Cats would be there, but for a walk-off field goal there at the end.
Yeah.
You know, that's how close they came. So the game itself, really exciting. We ended up with the one seed, for, you know, facing the two seed in a neutral site up here. And did a walkthrough this morning. Everything looks great. It's going to have a real cool vibe to it. And so we're kind of looking forward to that. And then, of course, the game itself, these teams, you know, they met earlier in the year. And let me get it straight. Billings was trailing by 12 points with 12 seconds left, and they won. So the moral of that story is don't turn this sucker off. If you're getting into it, make sure you watch it to the very end because so many of these games come down to the final second.
They've been a lot of fun. We're talking to Jeff Fisher. And Coach, I love the reaction you're getting across America, the fact this bowl game, Arena Bowl 33, is being played in a shopping mall.
Well, it is. It's interesting. The walkthrough this morning, you know, they're getting ready. Starts to smell all the food court things going.
Right.
And Saks, they're opening Saks Fifth Avenue, and there's a Luke Combs concert across the street. And so anybody in the mall really can go up to that third level, and they can watch down below and watch indoor football championship.
I love it because look, it's Arena Bowl. You guys are so outside the box. I'm reading all these columns about this, how you guys are so great outside the box. And it's fun, Coach. It's just at the bottom line, we want to have fun, enjoy good football, and this is what we're seeing with this.
Well, that's the fun and enjoyment and enthusiasm and the lure and everything is only going to increase over time. You know, we did the best we could to get into it, and we had many roadblocks as we've talked in the past. But yeah, it is fun. It's something. It should be different. It should just be entertainment. And then, you know, you get into it, and now you're pulling for a team. You know, so as we said many times, this is about the fans, about the players, and it's about these programs, you know, these teams that across the country that are really the only game in town in
yeah.
these small towns. And so this is about preserving that and bringing that back and bringing back the tradition of the arena football. I mean, listen to me, I've spent my whole life in the NFL and here I am just kind of, I mean, I was just left an officiating meeting this morning, just trying to, you know, learn the rules. That time. And they're so different. It's so cool. And the design, the founders of this thing, they thought everything out so well to make sure that these games were easy to officiate, challenges, you know, with the replay in respect to that. But in addition to that, the rules make sense. I mean, I don't know if we talked about this, but, you know, the one of the best plays in football is the kneel down, you know,
right.
for one team, not for the other, but for one team. I mean, game's over. Hey, there's so much time left. We take a knee, and clock's going to run, and we're all going to go home. Well, you can't do that here. You got to get positive yards or the clock stops. And so, you know, it is. That's not there. Now you got pressure, and that's how one of these teams stopped. They're up by well over a touchdown with 40 seconds left, and the opponent didn't have a timeout in the NFL and called you take a knee. Well, not here. They got hit for a loss three consecutive times, and the clock stopped and had to give the ball up.
Wow.
So it's interesting, and so, you know, we just hope that. You know, and we know, I think, you know, as I said, this is going to be a launching point. And, you know, I had a lot of people, reach out to me yesterday going, you know, so what's going on? And I go, and particularly some people from Nashville, I said, well, golly, I need to go talk to my buddies and tell them what we got going here this afternoon. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. I was going to take Chase this afternoon and get his ears pierced at Claire's, and now we can just go watch a football game at the mall. It's perfect. I love this.
Are they open on Saturdays? You can do the ear piercing tomorrow.
Yeah, that might be better.
Yeah,
it's fun. You know, Coach, you talk about the best play, you know, for one team in the victory formation. I can't remember what game it was, but there, you guys were with the Titans. We're in a tight one, and there's this great shot of you on the sideline. Like, you guys get a big stop on defense. The offense gets the ball back. You get Steve to go running off. You're throwing up the V to go victory formation, and it's like, there you go. You guys win the game. I can't remember what that was, but that's something that's always stuck in my mind.
Yeah, I can't remember the scenario, but what was fun was practicing the victory. So, you know, practicing that snap, you know, from the, make sure the snap.
Right.
Get the snap, take a step back, and take a knee. And so – who's going to be on the victory team? Well, we always had, the deep guy is usually an offensive player, usually a receiver in case, you know, the Herman Edwards thing happens. But coincidentally, I'm at the Meadowlands. But so we would just elect somebody to go out there. It could be an offensive lineman. It could have been the player of the week last week or somebody that did something really cool. I just put him as a deep guy on the victory team. So, you know, that victory formation is nowhere to be found here.
No, it's not. Jeff Fisher is with us. So, you know, shifting gears a little bit with training camps open up around the league, what do you remember? You know, you in 94, you're obviously an assistant coach, and you'd been an assistant coach for a few years, you know, with Buddy and with others. But in 95, you go in as the head coach for the first time into a training camp. What was kind of were you nervous? What was going through your mind? And what are some of these rookie coaches going into their first training camp feeling?
Well, I mean, I wasn't nervous. There was some anxiety about being unprepared in some certain area that you weren't aware of. It was, how am I going to respond if something happens? That type of thing, just because it's all new. Now, it's not like the game's new and camps are new because, you know, I've been in a bunch of camps and so kind of had a philosophy of what we wanted to deal with. But in our case, it was certainly different. You know, my first camp, and then, you know, we rumored the move, and then, you know, we had the canceled preseason game and tried to reschedule. And we just had, and now you got, you know, we had all that stuff going on. So there was a lot of other just outside distractions. So there's no distractions, you know, as the Titans come, you know, they come to work and start camp again. It's just all about football, and it's all about making sure that things get in. And you know, it's in the installation, everything's been installed once already or maybe even twice, but now you're going to start for the third time with your install, your offense, your defense, your special teams, coaches are going to work. I haven't paid as close attention as I should have, but I would assume they're trying to have some joint practices because that those things are really, really important. And so, you know, it's just, you know, assess your team as they, you know, as they report, make sure everybody's in good shape and healthy. And then you got to keep them that way. And this was always kind of a philosophy of mine, is that this is the night that they report, or the day they report, is actually the same day as that they are in the best shape of the year, calendar wise.
Yeah.
The night before you come to camp, you're in the best shape. And what you have to do is make sure that you keep your entire team up there. You can't, you know, can't just beat them up and fatigue them, and then because now you start descending with respect to the condition, the physical condition of your team, and you're, and then ascending through camp is hard to do. So, you know, that's to me was the big thing, was just make sure that, you know, yeah, you're competitive in the preseason games, you're staying healthy, you're getting all your work done, but man, you gotta, you know, and I guess in other words, what I'm trying to talk about is just recovery, your ability to recover day to day, and make sure that, you know, everything you do is in the interest of the opener.
Well, and it's crazy too. We were talking to Chris Sanders earlier in the show about how, you know, when he was playing and you guys would have two-a-days, and sometimes you'd have two-a-days in a walkthrough or something like that. Now the Titans are going to be out there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. That's their practice. Now I know there's meetings and other things that they'll do, but it's just changed so much with what you're talking about and keeping these guys healthy.
Well, there's the other side of that too. Well, I mean, it's complex. You've got a rookie class that you would like to think is caught up to the veterans who were way ahead of them when they were drafted, but they've utilized this summertime to catch up. So everybody from a conditioning standpoint should be good. But you also have the dynamics, you know, that occur as you move forward. So, you know, you really got to keep a close eye on everything. And that's, you know, it's the mental, it's the physical, it's the emotional, it's the spiritual, the well-being of your team. And make sure that, you know, they're having fun. They know when to be serious. They know when they can goof around a little bit and laugh at each other. And you know, it's those kind of philosophical things. And then, you know, you got to start communicating. Communication between the staff and the players at this point, when over the first couple of weeks of the first camp, is going to be really, really important.
Well, you know, it's funny, Jeff, is that Chase talked about the practice being an hour and 15, hour and a half, and the media can only shoot 10 minutes. I remember you were so gracious to us in the media that we could shoot the whole practice, but if there was a play you didn't want us to shoot, you would walk over and say, hey, do you mind turning your camera off or turn around? We're going to run this trick play. And we all did it. That was a great relationship that the media had with you, and I don't think that's there anymore, and that's kind of sad.
Well, I think what – in my mind, you're part of what we are doing. You're part of the team. We want you to know what I always wanted you guys to be informed. I didn't want you to be surprised by something and wanted to feel like, you know, hey, we're going to work on some stuff and we don't want it out. I want somebody to see it on the news and then send it to someone, whatever that happens. But yeah, no, I think things are changed. People are paranoid. But I always had that philosophy. I mean, we needed you guys, you know, welcome your opinion. And I want you to be able to, in my mind, I want you to see everything that we were doing.
I'm not sure you want to.
And then if there was an issue, then, you know, there were many one-on-ones that I had over the years.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, but I wouldn't, you know, it was a confidential, it was an adult conversation about, hey, this is kind of how we feel. And maybe you misunderstood what we were talking about, but you get it worked out. But to me, it's a whole group, man. It's one team, you know. It's not us or them. And I mean, I would change the rules. If they were me, I'd let you guys do whatever you wanted to do.
And that's why you're the best.
That's right. For sure. Yes.
Coach, enjoy tonight, or this afternoon, I should say, 4:30 Central Time on the CBS Sports Network, the Firebirds and the Outlaws. The Arena Bowl is back. I know this is a huge accomplishment, and it's going to be fun to watch. Thanks so much for doing this today.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the opportunity. Everybody have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You too. Coach Jeff Fisher, the Commissioner of the Arena Football League, and of course, former Titans coach as well, also partner with the Nashville Cats, joining us. Great stuff there. We'll come back with What Day Is It and Celebrity Birthdays. It's the Chase and Big Joe Show, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.